Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Tanisha Jay, and we are joined with an amazing guest today. We have award-winning film director, Andrea Ward, and she is going to be sharing with you guys some amazing things. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in on the show. Hey, Andrea, how you doing on today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Well, thank you so much for accepting the invitation to be on the show on today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I just want to go ahead and let you introduce yourself to the listeners, tell them who you are, where they can find your website and social media and all that good stuff, and then let them know what you have going on.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Andrea Ward. I am an award-winning film director, producer, writer, and activist for battered women and children. Right now, what I have going on is Deception Streets. It's a short film inspired by chilling events. That is also on YouTube, and I just released a new trailer today for Born Redemption. It's the newest project I have going on with lots of martial arts and lots of action, so definitely check it out. And my website is www.redemptionimages.com.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on the show because I see you're doing some great, amazing things. And so I know my show is entitled Inspirational Moments. And so Inspirational Moments is where we inspire, uplift, and encourage people. And so you truly have a great story. And so I wanted you just to kind of give us a little insight on, I know you said you were working with, you have an organization. So give us a little insight on your organization, how people can find out about that as well.
Okay, right now I'm still working on my program, but in the meantime, I have teamed up with other organizations as well. Right now I'm working with All Black Girls Film Camp as well. I just signed in as one of the head advisors, and right now I'm also teaming up with another organization in Baltimore, House of Roof, to give back to the battered women and children as well. And sometimes I also help individual families out personally myself, those that are in dire need or in dire situations. So my program won't be released until October of this year. It's called Life After the Storm Initiative Program for Battered Women and Children. And I'm also working with someone from the government for that.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that. I mean, that inspires me because it looks, you know, when we have a vision, you're already associated with other organizations, and then you're also getting ready to prepare your own. So I love that. That's a great thing. And so I kind of want to ask you, I guess, how did you get started into this industry with film directing?
Yes. So the story is kind of funny. Initially, I had a background in fashion for a little over 15 years. And one day I was brought onto the Steve Harvey show. I was brought back on twice. And I already knew how to direct things. It was more so for magazines. Like I had publications with Essence Magazine, Vanity Teen, you name it. I've worked with quite a few A-listers. So that was always something that came very natural to me. And when COVID-19 occurred, you know, entertainment industry was doing very badly with the shutdown. And so I decided to continue to write my own content and take a chance on directing it because as a Black woman in the industry, it can be a bit cutthroat and it's not always as easy as it seems to be. So I just took a chance on directing my project myself. Because I had no one else to really help me, so I had to help myself. And that's when others started to believe in the project and started trusting me with the vision and helping me bring it to life as far as playing the characters. So that's pretty much how I got into it. And then also I also had to pick up acting as well because I wanted to be more in tune with my actors and I wanted my actors to completely trust me, especially in moments that are very vulnerable. And to seem very authentic, real, and raw in front of the camera.
Well, I love you said you did that because it is great to be able to understand what the actor is, you know, the actor is doing or how they're feeling. So you'll know how to address that with directing. So that was a great thing as well. And so I guess how would you define yourself as far as a director? Because I know every director is a little different. How would you define yourself?
That's a really good question. I would define myself as being true and honest to who I am as a person and my beliefs and what I stand for. So the best way to put it, I would consider myself a voice for the voiceless, because I always stand up for those that can't really speak for themselves or can't really defend themselves. You know, I'm just all about making a difference in the world. I mean, every director is different and unique in their own way, but what I do and how I direct things is with a purpose, and it's honestly to make a difference to anyone that's listening or watching. You know, I'm not really in it for the money or the fame or anything. I just want to make a difference in the world and make the world a better place for someone else, and especially for the next generation of entrepreneurs and filmmakers, especially little girls that look like me. You know, it's not many female directors, let alone black female directors in this industry. So I'm just trying to shake things up a bit and create a wave and, you know, an opportunity for the next to come.
And I can tell that that is your definition, because when I look at how you say, you know, you're working with battered women and you're working with families, those are people who usually don't have a voice. And you can see that in your work as well, because when a person has whatever their character is, it kind of goes off into their personal life, their professional life, and their work. So I think that was a great definition of your work. And I wanted to ask, I guess, who's inspired you as far as on the professional level, as far as, I guess, in the industry, and then on a personal level?
Yes. First and foremost, I would want to say Halle Berry. She's always inspired me. It's just amazing to be able to witness a black woman to be able to do what she does and to have these nominations and wins and has been in the industry for a very long time, you know, and directing her recent project, you know, she very much inspires me in so many different ways. Another one that inspires me too is Ava DuVernay. I respect her work so much, so much. And, and the thing about that, one day I DM'd her and I said, one day we're going to work together. And before you know it, I am a part of the team, you know, which was very interesting and just manifesting that. And so pretty soon I'll be seeing her. You know, it's just a matter of time. I'm just going to keep speaking that into existence and keep working hard. Another one is Issa Rae. I actually remembered her before her career like took off, like with HBO and Insecure, and I remember she had a series on YouTube, a web series on YouTube, and it was funny, it was comical, it was very relatable. And you know, she's another young black woman that is now dominating this industry. She's controlling the narrative, she's making a difference, she's creating more opportunities for people of color. So those would be, like, the people that inspire me professionally. And personally, I would say Anita. You know, Anita is a really good friend of mine. She's also another businesswoman and entrepreneur. You know, even during my darkest times, she inspired me to keep going and to keep creating and keep turning my pain into art, my past traumas, my history, into something that can make a difference for someone else. Unfortunately, I went through some horrible things, but it doesn't mean that I could just, you know, keep living my life as the victim. I need to be the hero that I always dreamt of, and maybe a hero to someone else. So she inspires me. My mom, definitely my mom. You know, mom was a little tough on me growing up, but she had her reasons, but it made me into the woman that I am today. It made me strong. It made me tough. And so if life throws me lemons, I'm going to make lemonade and lemon pie. And I make the best out of any situation. Another person would be my best friend, Sherelle. She's known me before I even started a career or even started directing or got into the industry. And she always accepted each version of me. And as I got older, I started being more in tune with myself. I started adapting into my gifts. She always inspired, and she always motivated me. And another, first and foremost, most importantly, my daughter, she challenges me to be the best person or the best version of myself. And she keeps me inspired and keeps me going that there is still hope in this world, that there's still good in this world. And the good that there is, I need to protect it.
Well, that right there is amazing. And that kind of brings me to this. When I was reading your bio and just looking over some things, one thing that stood out to me is it said, all storms are temporary in life. It's not about how you survive through a storm, but rather what you do with your life after the storm. So that really inspired me. And so just listening to you about, you know, the people who are your inspirations, that's, you know, that they're constantly still motivating you. So that's awesome. So I wanted you to kind of give us just a little bit of insight about different people you've worked with, some projects you've worked on, just to give the listeners a little bit of insight about some of the things you've done.
Yes, so I've worked with Sean Ely of HBO's Insecure. He's such a great guy, very inspiring. I've worked with Eric Nelson. I've worked with OG of Basketball Wives. I've worked with James Worthy and Big Gip of Goody Mob, and that was a recent project that's on BET. It's called TikTok. And shout out to James for giving me the opportunity and trusting me with the vision. I've worked with so many amazing people, Andy Griffin of VH1, Black Ink Compton. He's such a talented artist, not just an artist, but an actor as well. Many people don't know he's a great actor, but he's a definite natural, the definition of natural. I've worked with Carrie Bernance. She is beyond amazing. She's in Black Panther, Avengers, all the movies with action, you name it, she's amazing. I've worked with Denisha Adams, is another good friend of mine. She's also beyond amazing, and she is a real-life ninja. So I never pick an argument with her. So she's amazing as well. That's just some of the most amazing people I've met and I've worked with. And most of those people have actually became somewhat of a family to me, especially living out in California without family around you and moving far away from home.
Well, I wanted to, I know you said you have some recent things that are coming out and you wanted to share with the listeners. So I wanted you to go ahead and give us some insight on some of the new things you're working on.
Yeah, so right now I am preparing to release Deception Street. It is a short film. It's very chilling, very raw, very authentic, but it tells a chilling story from a different perspective. That seems to be very popular. We've won several nominations and wins with that. Reborn Redemption just grew and became really popular overnight. So Reborn Redemption is an action-packed superhero film. It's a short film that I developed. So I just dropped the trailer today on YouTube. And then I am also working on a few other projects and my very own comic book will be coming out this fall.
Okay. Well, I'm just, like I said, inspired just about everything I'm listening to about your journey and the things that you're working on. And so if there's a listener out there and they're wanting to get into the industry or, you know, go back to school or whatever it is, I would like you to just speak to that listener and give them your own insight of inspiration.
Yes, so my insider advice to anyone that's listening, if you're looking to get into the industry and your skin, or if you're not tough, when I say you have to be tough, you have to be willing to accept rejection. You're going to get many no's before you get a yes, and that one yes can open many doors and opportunities to many doors. And so if you envision yourself doing something that you love, opposed to just doing something for someone else, making their dreams come true, you might as well take a chance on yourself, because only you can actually move forward and only you can keep yourself back. And see, we as people, as creatives and as humans, we tend to doubt ourselves and our abilities and our gifts. God gave us gifts for a reason, for a purpose. We might not understand the purpose. And another thing I would like to add to that too, instead of you trying to seek out your purpose, allow for your purpose to find you. There was many times I tried to seek out or sought out my purpose, and that purpose was just not for me. So I waited patiently, or I explored all of my gifts, and I was gifted for a reason. And my purpose found me, and that's how I got into TV and film and acting, even made it onto Netflix. So if I can do it, despite everything I've been through, despite my background, not having a degree in film or TV or any prior experience, and I can do this within a year or under, you can do it too.
Well, I'm glad you shared that, because I know there's a lot of people, you know, that you start a journey, you start looking at what you want to do, and then as you get in the middle, it may not have went like you thought, and then you get discouraged. So to me, that's what I think it should be, is letting your purpose find you, and then knowing what gifts you have, because some people don't know what their gifts are.
Well, I wanted
that's
to...
That's true. Some people are scared.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wanted you to make sure we highlighted on any, is there anything else that we needed to touch on or that you wanted to add to the listeners before I let you do your shout outs, your hey's, your what's ups to your friends, family, and followers?
I definitely check out the recent article that Sheen did about me. It's very insightful. It's very inspiring. You know, there is a hero within all of us, despite the storms you may go through, despite the pain or maybe just coming from an abusive background or relationship, but your storm is going to end and good things is going to begin. That's all I wanted to say, really.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just enjoying the interview. I mean, it, like I said, it's inspirational moments. And so I know you've inspired me as well as the listeners. So at this time, if you wanted to, you can do your hey's, your what's ups, your shout outs to your friends, your family, and followers.
Okay. Shout out to Anita. I love you. You're always A1 since day one. My best friend, my BFF, Sherelle, I love you. Thank you for always being supportive. My other BFF, Barbara, she's the most amazing publicist you will find. Champ, thank you for always being a real one and being supportive. James, thank you for all the opportunities you have given me, and you've just been a blessing. My mom, thank you for bringing me into this world and just making me the woman that I am. I would not be here if it wasn't for you. And that's all my shout-outs.
Right. Well, I want to just, like I said, thank you again for accepting the invitation to be on the show and just inspiring the listeners with what you're doing right now and then what your journey has been. So I think that was great. So right now, listeners, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with you guys. Don't touch that dial.
Motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blowed to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was shoot. Real nigga name.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J. We have just had an amazing experience with award-winning film director Andrea Ward. I want you guys to make sure you follow her, check her out, look at YouTube, and just be encouraged on today. Like she said, find your purpose. Know exactly what your gifts are. All right, it's been good having you guys on the show. Make sure you check out thesisofsuccessradio.com. Blessings.